The King's College men's lacrosse team pulled off an impressive come-from-behind victory Wednesday night, 10-6 over the DeSales University Bulldogs. Freshman attackman Cam Trick had 3 goals off of 5 shots. Senior midfielder A.J. Bungert had 2 goals off of 5 shots, while freshman face-off midfielder Nick Foley went 14 for 19 with 7 ground balls. I caught up with the freshman midfielder to see what his thoughts were on the game.
I think we worked real hard. In the beginning, we were a little confused. We weren't really clicking, but by the second half, we really figured it out and came together.
Although the Monarchs played a tight first half, that did not stop the Bulldogs from scoring 3 unanswered goals to lead at halftime 5-3. Head coach Andy Orlowski had this to say about what his team had to do in the second half.
Be smart and play under control. I wish I could say there was some massive X's and O's to be talked about, but there wasn't. It was just let us be us.
We were feeling good. We were all real excited, you know. We were building off each other, the excitement. You could really feel it in the air. Like, everyone was, no matter what, pumped up. Like, we knew we could make it back. Like, after those 2 first goals that tied 5-5, we knew we could pull it out.
Said Foley, who was a key factor for the Monarchs in gaining valuable possessions, allowing for the offense to outscore DeSales 7-1 in the second half. Here's what he had to say on his breakthrough performance.
I mean, really, I got to go out there with the mindset of ball, and that's what I really got to do. I go out there. My job is really pick up the ball and give it to the offense and let them do their thing down there, you know, score their goals and give us the points.
After Wednesday night's victory, the Monarchs now stand 1-1 in the MAC Freedom Conference standings as they get set to play FDU on Saturday afternoon. The Devils of Fairleigh Dickinson are coming off an impressive 13-4 victory over Delaware Valley College Wednesday night after previously defeating DeSales College 10-8 last week. Orlowski had this to say about what his team needs to do to keep rolling through conference play.
We're 1-1, and that's it. We have a lot of work to do. FDU is a good opponent. The rest of the conference schedule is going to be tough, so all it means is we're 1-1.
If the Monarchs can get another victory over the streaking Devils on Saturday, it would mean that their playoff hopes are looking good. The game will be played on Saturday, April 11th, at Fairleigh Dickinson at 1 o'clock p.m. I'm Ryan Bernazian for WRKC News at 5.